This is Alison Hawthorne Deming, and here's a poem entitled Chauvet. Shoulder heavy bison, cascade of running horses, rhino horn repeats, dance like a book of stills, made motion picture as pages flip. Vulva cold on pendulous rock, these are the inner life, its demands on the human hand that made the early mind find time for virtuosity, hard won then as now, by quarry in a lightless place, where bears had marked rock walls while sharpening their claws, so art found shelter there, repeating the animal's movements, but clawless and thinking, I am that, and I am not that, the animal, a self-willed power in the mind that contains something the artist hungers for, a self-willed world within that disrupts where the mind thought it was going, something unsettling that moves the line so the inner can be seen.
That was Alison Hawthorne Deming reading her poem, Chauvet. Can you learn to be more creative? You can if you go to Linda Berry's writing workshop. Coming up, how to unleash your hidden muse. For To the Best of Our Knowledge, I'm Jim Fleming. This hour, The Creative Brain is part of our special series, Meet Your Mind, a user's guide to the science of consciousness, brought to you by Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.